I have to think about your bra strap. When you're going to ping it? When you're going to ping it?
Ow! This is the 50th show, and it comes with a warning. The warning is that it should not be listened to by children, the insane, and anybody with a sense of humour. So
that rules out all your listeners, really.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
I know.
There's only that geriatric.
Geriatric.
Whose brain is in perfectly working order, who wouldn't know what a joke if it came up and tickled him.
Ah!
Who's left? Basically.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the 50th show, and it is. I think we're going to set the scene. Imagine a small cottage in Surrey. The fog is coming down. It's at night. There is a spooky squeak at the door. We pan straight in, and then, of course, then next, what happens?
Scream 4. Did you just describe the intro to Scream 4?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Do you want to give me the finger again?
I've been thinking about your intro. When you're gonna sing it? When you're gonna sing it?
Podcast. It's the 50th
podcast. No, not the 60th, with your drunken host TBC
and Kirk without his sobriety.
Podcast, the copyright infringing ninja of them all.
He's the pod,
he's the cast,
he's on Radio Clash.
It's the most stupid podcast.
On MP3?
On LSD.
With no integrity.
If I might add, it's the most mashed up
podcast. Pitcast.
This is Tim and the Joe with his own personality. Wait for it. That sounds like foxes mating or cats being tortured. Your choice. Delete as applicable.
Inexplicable. So this is show 50 of Radio Clash. Count them.
Yeah.
Collect the cert.
If you've been with him from show one, you deserve some kind of award. I don't know. Scratch your tokens. Collect your tokens. Send them in now.
Your tokens. Yeah. Eat your tokens.
I think so.
What kind of tokens are we talking about? Are they got little doves on them? No. Anyway.
Yeah.
You probably need that for this show. But
shillings and pence.
Well, it's 4 o'clock in the morning on the Sunday.
4:11, I think.
4:11. Yeah. This is the show, which is a retro nostalgia show, which is from my dad's house.
Yeah, go on, set the scene.
Well, this is we're in Surrey, a secret location in
There's
Surrey.
There's no need to apologise.
Yeah, I know. A secret location in Surrey. Actually, no, it's in Hazelmere, so it's not so secret at all. I'm in my dad's house. We're in my old room where I grew up and had many sticky hours in my youth. And we're looking at...
What does that mean, viewers? What does that mean?
I was into glue. Ooh, even worse.
We're talking about model making here, aren't we? We're not talking about kind of...
Nothing else, no.
There's Blue Peter guides to sniffing, are we?
I think I should stop digging myself even deeper. So, I'm at my dad's house. I thought I'd do this for the 50th show. What we're going to do is we're going to play loads of songs which... are part of our musical youth. Pass the duchy on the left hand side. Because Kirk,
did you actually buy that?
No, I didn't buy that album. Okay. We saw the album at a charity shop.
All right. Did you mention exactly where we are? It's this tiny little village called Beacon Hill.
Yeah. With squeaky chairs.
Beacon Hill is Dons la Piscine, Hindhead, Dons la Piscine, Hazelmere, Dons la Piscine, Guildford. I think people have heard of Guildford. All right, it's 50 miles away from London.
Oh, people. Anyway, people have heard of London then.
Oh, London? Really? Are you sure?
No, I've never heard of London.
Okay.
No.
Anyway, it's the thing. It's got the most brilliant. It's got the most brilliant charity shop ever. You go in there, it's like retro heaven. You go in there, you find all the old Beano annuals from your youth and all that kind of stuff.
What? Someone's nicked them and put them in there.
Yeah, I can't even remember what I was fucking talking about. What were we talking about earlier?
Retro nostalgia and being at my dad's place.
5 seconds ago,
If I said, you're talking about charity shops and where we are.
Yeah. Oh, there's something I was talking about. I was making a really salient point and I really can't remember.
Well, anyway, I used to come up here and do music. So the music we're playing in the show is music that was inspired by, you know, like those really wanky soundtracks you get that's inspired by. Yeah. The movie. Yeah. Well, this is inspired by my dad's house. Yeah. So it probably means nothing to anyone else, but it was a big influence on our music making, which we will play, possibly play an example.
Oh, if you're lucky viewers, you're going to get one track, the one track we're not embarrassed by, and that's the only thing, if you're not lucky. Okay, if you are lucky. Oh no, if you are lucky, sorry.
If you're not lucky, we'll play it twice.
I'm very sorry. It's 4:15 on a Sunday morning, and so I'm slightly drunk.
Shall we play a song? Shall we play your choice?
Yeah, okay. Right, this is slightly embarrassing. Usually Radio Clash is a bit of a high-tech affair, you know? Is that still recorded?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a bit of a high-tech affair, usually, you know? It's all MP3s and AACs and WMXs.
Yeah, and computers and
BMXs and
DVDs CIs. And...
Yeah, that's the one. But this one... It's one of my choices, you know. I couldn't actually find it on CD anyway. It's on tape. It's on now 13.
So it's Revenge of the Hits, definitely.
When was the last time you needed Dolby?
Doubly,
exactly.
Turn it to 11.
All right, okay. This is the thing. James, you remember James, don't you? I mean, it's your friend James.
Someone I've never talked about on the podcast before. We have a friend called James.
Oh, yeah, okay. We were at secondary school. It was the autumn of the spring of 1989, and he taught me these minor chords. He taught me this little minor chord sequence, and it transformed my life. I never looked back since then. It was the opening to the Doors of House. Okay, hit it. This was the track. Go hit it. He taught me to play this on the old piano at school. And I've never looked back since. How about you?
Well, I'm just amazed at the They don't make hi-hats like they used to anymore, do they? I like Big Fun. I remember you doing the chords to that and also Blue Monday endlessly.
Well, we'll talk about that later, won't we?
Yes.
What's your next song then?
My next song is a mashup, but a mashup with a nostalgic difference. It's Rebel MC, who we used to love. You're swinging live vodka. How
perfect. Oh, is this the first? A vodka cast? Oh, I apologise. You should apologise. I'm so sorry.
No, it's just the fact that the swinging vodka live from the bottle is so punk.
Hey, was it? Oh, I didn't realise. Sorry. Oh, hang on. You go into the off-licence and say, "Hello, Mr. Off-licence owner. Can I have a bottle of your cheapest vodka?" And that's all they hand you.
Can I have a bottle of your cheapest cirrhosis, please? this is Rebel MC, and we love Rebel MC, didn't we? We love.
He lived in North London, near where I am, until one of his bandmates got knifed a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and the other one got set on fire. Double Trouble? Yeah. Michael Medicine, he went mad and someone set him on fire and he died. Yeah.
The name says it all. What can I say?
I know, it's one of these things, it's like... I wouldn't want to be anywhere near Rebel MC. He's got a bad vibe about him.
Especially if you're an Atari. So.
Wait, while I reset the Atari. Yeah. What have you done to it, Rebel? But and the other thing it's mixed with, of course, which doesn't have any retro appeal at all, is Joni Mitchell. Big Yellow Taxi.
Is it?
Yes.
The only song of hers I know. Thank God, you know.
Let's have that play the song. Play the beat. God, tell me something. You can't play a beat.
Well, the first time you heard my voice, you were rocking to the rhythm. Your hands couldn't stop, finger pumping to the sound of the drum. Bass the kicks when Derek B's on the decks. Other dudes get licked. We don't believe me. Will it end no joke with him behind me? Yeah, no joke. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, you know the next song, Tim?
Yeah.
It's going to be Massive Attack.
It's going to be massive.
Yeah.
Jungle is massive. And so is massive. Jungle is massive.
Jungle is massive. Wicked!
And what's behind you? A large poster with Massive Attack retention.
An extra large poster with Massive Attack on. But the thing is, what really...
We are larging it at the weekend. Did you know?
Are we being deep here?
Yeah, deep house.
What really influenced me was Massive Attack in the fact...
Not Derek B.
No. Although, hang on, we'll get to him later, won't we? I think he's fine. He deserves his own show, I think. Now, Massive Attack. You know what's good about Massive Attack? You know the best thing about them? They rapped in a very, 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 very obvious English accent. And I loved it for that. You know, they weren't some kind of British group who was trying to do like some kind of American thing. They did it their own way. The Bristol
kept it holding real.
No, edit that out, please. Massive Attack, brilliant. At the time, the best album. Yes, they've gone completely crap now. we should have done a Fallen Heroes thing years ago.
I know.
Oh, so, with the first two albums. Oh, you can't fault them. Not at all. Oh, sorry. Okay. The best track ever, one that influenced me, is Daydreaming. That was one they released as a single, but we're not going to play that because that's too obvious and all your listeners have heard that before, so we're going to play track 5, which is Five Man Army.
Oh, brilliant choice.
Now it's a chance ride. People say I'm loud. Why should I hide? Only had a small taste. So what a waste. I quietly observe there is not much space. Bottom end's heavy. You know we're never even. People call me tricky for a particular reason. I got you saying, and I got to let you know. See, rocking in your area, rock beneath your balcony. My baby just cares for me. Well, that's funny. Her touch tickles, especially on my tummy.
Now who's got the microphone?
Now who's honey?
It's turbo, turbo, and charge with a charge. I need a DG while bunch crew and large. Don't call me an officer, just call me a sarge. Mashing up the country town and also abroad. Plan to go to America when I get a visa card.
But getting a visa card nowadays isn't hard.
So keep your ears peeled, I'll listen to every card. Tokyo City's one place that we told. 4 Technique plus 2 mixer board. Sharper than a Wilkerson razor sword.
When I was a child I played Sabudio 1. My table then I graduate to Studio 1. Cause these my nom de plume, you know the 3's my pseudonym. And around my neck you know I wear the Sony Budokan. Indigo blue sugar, me in my own shoes. The people dancing in the shade for what they made they can't lose. Yes, waxing lyrical, the time is not satirical. It's kind of spherical, so jam me in a circle. This is the miracle of the Dublin selection.
So whether you're black or white or half cast in your complexion.
Yes, pull out your phone or plug and tuck you in your phony. It's started by Marconi, resumed by Sony. A summary of wireless history and only. By Massive Attack and only. Explosione.
Do your bedpan reference.
Well, it's. I was wondering, did that truck have a sponsor?
Who could it be?
Well, Sabutier, most likely.
Oh. That was rubbish. Oi, listeners, obviously, the delivery was so much better in the rehearsals before you heard this. Okay, all right. Okay.
Insert joke here. Yeah, insert a good joke here. Insert humour here.
I've got to say, I have so much respect for you. I used to think you were the new John Peel. Really, you are the new Bruno Brooks, aren't you? Anyway, sorry, what were you going to say?
So, I'm the new... What do you mean, that's better than John Peel?
No.
I hope not. Well, I hope so. No, I don't know.
You are the new Joe Wiley. She's so 90s.
Oh, God,
that's
no.
That's part of her name, actually.
Is it? She's so 90s.
She's so 90s.
It's one of mine. I've got to...
Oh, no. Did I say that was one of the things that kind of...
got us into rapping?
Yeah. Yeah.
And also inspired.
It was nice. It was good. It was homegrown stuff.
Because that was about the time I met you in September 1990, or a bit after. But because I think, was it Safe from Harm was around the end of that year, or
Daydreaming was November 1990, if memory serves.
But Safe from Harm came out a month or two before, didn't it? Or was
Safe from Harm? No. You had Unfinished Sympathy in January, February the next year.
I remember being
Safe from Harm was May, June, 1991.
Listeners, you wouldn't know, but Kirk is the walking Guinness Book hit singles.
Fuck off.
Well, I have to ask you for dates and. Yeah, oh, when was that?
You've got to ask me.
Ask me. When I have to ask me for dates of singles and shit. And you know, it's scary. Though I won't ask you about Girls Aloud, because I'm sure you're...
It's all modern stuff out the window. No. It's a fucking memory blank. Anyway.
But I remember being in Goldman College listening to Unfinished Sympathy.
It's so reassuringly chunky.
Oh, is Myring Gerald, who is my iRiver H340, which I introduced in the previous show.
If it's only that thick, what's that big? Is that just shielding?
Yeah, you could have radioactive shielding.
Okay. All right, Gerald is some like iRiver behaviour type thing. It's like some MP3 player with a hard disk. It has got the chunkiest carry case you've ever seen, but it's nice. It's nice. It's got very nice,
it's quality,
reassuring white stitching.
Quality.
Like possibly the worst denim jacket you've ever seen, but you know it's nice, isn't it? You know,
it's very kind of.
I'd say it's at least 2.5 centimetres thick. That's quite a lot these days, you know, in the the world of the iPod Nano. No, save it for later. Don't bite my finger. How dare you? I'm just admiring your technology.
Technology.
Is this on?
Yes.
It is on. Oh, God, sorry.
The display just lit up. It looked at me like...
it was like some scene out of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It was like...
Close Encounters of the MP3 kind.
Anyway, it's your turn, isn't it?
Yes, so I think there's
play one of your crappy tracks. See if I care. It's too early in the morning. Oh, it's only 4:54. Fine,
yeah,
I should be in bed. I
don't Fine, it's starting to get dark. Sorry, light. Oh, it's not really. Sorry,
no, it's starting to get light. It's a worrying. Oh, and may I say.
No. But anyway, you have got... I'm going to play a classic. Should I just spring it on? Because you know what it is.
Oh, is it going to be... I think it's going to be DB, isn't it?
Yeah, Mr. DB. And the story about this track, do you know the story about him? He was an A&R man.
Yeah.
And what happened is...
Arseholes and Repertoire.
Yeah, it was Arseholes and Repertoire, yes.
Okay.
What happened is that he was working at a record label putting together rap tracks, mostly UK rap tracks, but kind of the sort of late 80s. And what happened is someone dropped out because he was supposed to have a track for his compilation done, and they didn't do it.
Mm.
So he recorded himself and gave himself the name Derek B.
Mm.
And
what's his real name?
Derek. His real name is...
Apologies to people out there, but... Derek B isn't the greatest rap name ever.
His real name is MC Tune.
Cyril C possibly is, but you know.
Cyril C?
Yeah.
Agnes A, yeah. Anyway, so this is Derek B with Badger and Brother.
Are you sure about this?
Yes.
Well, the first time you heard my voice, you were rocking to the sound of the drum and bass, the kicks. When there are keys on the decks, other DJs get licks. You don't believe me? Well, it ain't no joke. With him behind me, I'll never go broke, because he makes those beats sweeter than honey. We record it, then rake in the money. I got thousands of rhymes inside my mind. I hit the button on recall, they're easy to find. At the show, my voice booms out of PA, rockin' to the rhythm. Has come from nowhere. The crowd shouts out, hey, we'll catch your attention like a news flash and spread our sound like an infectious rash. A fact break beats each and every one. Now you're whopping and bopping to the tempo on the drum. I knew it'd be long before you got into it. Yo, D, show 'em how you do it.
Derek B is a bad young brother. Derek B is a bad young brother.
Don't need to do no jokes, I'm on a natural high. My shepherd, that is why I'm odds on favorite to win this rap race. Put your money on me, boy, it's gonna be safe. An investment, a long-term security. This LP's like a painting by Da Vinci, a masterpiece in killer cuts and rhyme. But DJ Derek B is my partner in crime. Nobody can cut quite like this man. Tears the roof off of every single jam. Sucker DJs run, trying to escape, but the damage is done, it's just too late. All homeboys like their beats, heartbreaks and cuts that rumble like earthquakes. Fly girls scream, then they holler. We get paid in pounds, not in dollars. For our boss rhymes and no beats. You know we're London's finest kings of the street. Now that I know that you're all into it, yo D, show them how you do it. I'm the real McCoy, coming to you live and directly. I got honors, masters, PhD, and a Nobel Peace Prize for my rap. And Derek B's got a Grammy Award for his scratch. We dress all in black, never ever touch crap. We wear fresh fly Adidas, not like they're whack. Black 501s, Versace leather jacket. When we do any jams, we always pack it like royalty. We'll be around forever like Lennon and McCartney. We're perfect together, like an 808 bass drum. We sound real good. The beat keeps dropping the way it should. The 1200s are spinning, my manager's grinning. My mom's so proud of me now that I am winning. And I know that you're all well into it. Yo, D, show 'em how you do it.
That was Derek B with Derek B is a bad German brother, and that is uses bits of Prince, Sign of the Times, yeah, and various other bits which were probably too ruthless to be.
Why is that downfall?
That's because that's track two, which we're not using.
Okay.
Think about voice and two stereo, two tracks stereo.
You should not know.
Do you like Marvin?
Yeah.
Do you know who else it's
called? Oh, is that Marvin?
That's Marvin.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I like him. I like him already.
Because Marvin, of
it
course...
It feels like I've known him for years.
Well, Marvin is silver and blue, see? Silver and blue.
Yeah.
That's all right, it's all
right. I'm getting this kind of analogue vibe off of him, you know?
Yeah, there's an analogue kind of like, he's definitely made out of disused BBC Model Bs or something. Cheetah micro drives, what were they called? All this really wanky...
Dragon 32s.
No, it was a really horrible... it's not. Is it Cuma drives? And there's horrible 5¼-inch drives that always used to destroy your work.
Those were we don't have to fret about them anymore.
No,
just let it go.
Let it go.
It's two 1987.
I even have my Spectrum manual on the floor. I actually have a Spectrum. No, that sounds good compared to the Spectrum. Crap beatboxing sounds good.
Thank you.
Compared to a Spectrum. Spectrum, if all the people don't know, is I used to have a Spectrum Plus, and Spectrum was a little add-on to actually just do drums, but they invariably sounded like those little cheap everything for a pound machines go doo boom doo boo.
The MR SK1.
Yes,
but used to play in Dixon's.
Yes,
circa the summer. But 1986. Used to
burp. Or Smash a Glass, pretending to be Kate Bush.
Mm.
Well, you ever someone would smash a glass over Kate Bush? So, no, that'd be rude. No, no.
Everyone else pretended to be Harold Faltermeyer.
This is our musical years. This is our influences.
No, edit out that bit.
No,
it's the best bit. That's the best bit.
He cackled like grog bags.
I actually have two Amigas actually in the wardrobe, because I used to have Amigas and I went to Amigas, and we used to come around and
get out of here.
Do med and Octomed work and all this tracking like, stuff.
Oh, do you know what? Compared to what's the crappy thing called?
Cubase.
Cubase.
How did I know? It's like, yeah, compared to
Cubase, like their fucking dream to use.
Mm.
You know, you just like you tap your thing in 16 to the bar rhythm, and like that's it. It's like,
just like Jesus Jones, it was all ones and zeros.
It's like ideas, computer, direct, Microsoft clip art arrow.
Just like the lyric ones and zeros, digital heroes. We'll
gloss over that. Whose tune is it next? Is it?
It's yours.
I think we'll find.
Your chair is complaining.
Yeah. You know, we were making this great big joke about earlier about finding the tune. It's New what? Order. Bless them. Bless them.
Why do you have to bless them?
With the arty northern ways.
Are they gay priests?
Mm.
The Catholic hold gay that, priests. Hold that.
New Order. How much I love them, doesn't matter. They never ever printed a track list on Power Corruption.
Well, they did.
Not on the CD. Not on the CD cover, anyway.
No, they did. They did.
Did they? What?
Do you know what that is? That is a colour code. That's a colour code. Each of the little things is a letter. So you're supposed to crypt.
What is this, like some kind of Osborne guide to codes and ciphers?
Yes, it is.
Morse code.
Peter Saville's cover.
Yeah, that's just what I need now.
For Power, Saville. Corruption and Lies, which is a Fantin Latour sort of painting of flowers, but with little blocks on the back. You're supposed to actually work out your track listing by working out that certain colours refer to certain letters.
Mm.
That's really good.
Thanks,
work.
Peter Saville. Your art will live on in La Louvre. Oi, Tim.
Will live on in the dustbin.
Organise a hitman later. Yeah.
Yes, okay. I think so.
No, don't bother. We'll fret about it later. Put the song on. We've got to find this fucking song.
Yeah, so this is going to be.
Are we going to talk about this before we do it?
No, just do it. Talk about it.
Okay, go for it.
Time is pressing.
Time is precious.
Not that one. Definitely not that one. Not that one.
No, not that one.
This isn't scripted, is it?
I ate that one.
I knew that one at college.
Can you fast forward that one?
I knew that one at school, you know.
I could have...
I had sex with that one.
That one, that's your mama.
It's there.
That one. Also, it's there.
It's there.
It's there. Cool. I think that's.
I'm thinking about your money. I'm thinking about your taste. Yeah.
Sorry, is that the Valium ending?
Yes. I just have to say, Colin says, "Shut up already."
Okay. Can I just like, we've said this on previous podcasts, but Gillian Gilbert is the genius of the group. She did the fucking legwork on the synthesizer.
She's a genius of the three-finger chord.
No, sorry. That was an exercise in F major, G major, no, it was F minor, G major, and C minor. Oh, fucking brilliant.
Exercising chords which are actually about the same distance apart using three fingers.
Yes.
Because I used to do those when I was doing music.
Genius. In the early days, back in 1993, was that? Before they lost it, all New Order.
Fantastic. Wasn't the story was that she never used to use the black keys because she was scared of them or something? That's actually a true story. And I think she also actually, when she started, because she didn't know anything about keyboards, she literally wrote the notes on the keyboards.
Mm.
It's now getting to 52 minutes. I think I'm going to have a little interval. And probably switch to another card because this is about going to conk out and lose everything. In
a minute. Oh, yeah, so, bye. See you later.
So I'm going to have a little interval. Cue.
See you next, smart card.
Cue interval music. I know what the interval music we should use. Buy your ice creams now. Oh, you'll find it in a second. Just can't get enough of that kazoo. Oh, is it? No, it's Melodeon, isn't it? It's Melodeon.
Did you say kazoo or yazoo?
Yazoo, yeah.
Okay. This is the thing, because we're talking about kind of all these old kind of retro influences and all that kind of crap, okay? One of the songs that really influenced us back in the day, over 10 years ago, was New Order generally, but basically one tune, Blue Monday. Do you know what the sad fact is?
Yeah.
You know how certain people... You know, they know a song, they can sing it, maybe they can strum it on the guitar, they know the chords and all that. The unfortunate thing about Blue Monday is that I knew it from the fucking, you know, program.
You play it on a melodica.
I think I tried but badly failed. No, this is the thing. Every time we got a new bit of software or a sequencer or a bit of equipment, is that still recording? What are you doing?
No,
what are you doing?
I'm checking levels.
Okay, check it. All right. No, this is the thing. It's like, unfortunately, I actually knew it from... I could reprogram it from the ground up. And like, I knew every drum beat, every drum pattern, every little synthesizer. Yes, everything.
Oh, no, that's right, I said Fred. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm too sexy for my shirt. It's weird. I mean, even though at the time it was like 10 years old, it still had a big influence on...
I have the big influence for me musically was Art of Noise.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play an Eric B as well. We loved Eric B, didn't we?
Yeah.
And Rakim, or Rakim, or Rack Them.
But not in a literal way.
Not in a what?
Not in a literal way. We loved him metaphorically.
Metaphorically. Yeah. We did love him carnally.
Yeah.
No, we didn't go around his house, no. No. we're talking about those stuff.
Oh, I don't know, I can only vouch for myself, I don't know about you. Back in 88, you know.
He was my
You'd
bitch.
You'd do anything for a record deal back in those days, honestly.
He was my bitch.
Oh, he was your bitch. Sorry. anyway, if you do your serious muso bit, go on, I'll just sit here.
It's all a blur.
Damon Albarn, I've had him as well. Sorry, go on.
So,
I'll sit.
Because we were talking earlier about stuttering samples and sex crime, 1984, and this, at the same sort of time, that was influential, but also Art of Noise, Close to the Edit, which, of course, the thing about Art of Noise is it was Gary Langan, J.J. Zalek, Anne Dudley, and Paul Morley and Trevor Horn. And what they do, what they were production team at ZZT, and they were doing like the Yes album. So most of this song is actually based from Yes, of all people. Yeah, exactly. And of course, it's Over the Top is only got sung by Eric B. and Rakim. So I hope you enjoy. It's been a long time, I should have met you.
without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many big shows you slept through. Time's up, sorry I kept you. Think of this, you keep repeating your mix. Rhyme from the microphone solo with suit. Sitting by the radio hand on the dial zone. As you hear it, pump up the volume. Might tempt me to show my rings and my back old chain. Grab the mic like I'm on Soul Train, but I win, cause I master this. Let the others go first so the brothers don't miss. Every break the sticks. Rock him again when you make the mix. I'm experimenting like a scientist. You wanna rhyme? You gotta sign my list. Cause I'm a manifest and bless the mic, I'll hold you on an X. Then you gotta have soul. Cause if you ain't got it, I'ma make a encore. Take the mic and make the people respond for the encore. Cause that's the way it'll happen. If you wanna get on after me, think about it, wait, erase your mind. Forget it, and don't waste your time. Cause I'll be in the crowd if you ain't controlling it. Drop the mic, you shouldn't be holding it. This is how it should be done. This style is identical with us. I'm trying to make it sound like this, but you're getting so upset that I'm wet cause you're sweating. I just steam like a microphone thing. Big up to MC is my thing. I get hyped when I hear drum roll. Rock fingers on the mic.
To be in England in the summertime with my love, close to the edge.
As I get older, constant elevation cause expansion. I write my mind while I cool in my mansion. Then put it on tape and in the city I test it. Then on the radio, the R's requested. You listen to it, the concept might break you. Cause almost anyone can relate to. Whoever's out of hand, I'ma give them handles. Light them up, blow them out like candles. Or should I just let them out? To give them a hand so they can see how I felt. I'm not bold, just cause I rock gold. Rock hands on the mic, and you know I got soul.
That was Cosmic DJ with his mashup of Art of Noise and Eric B. and Rakim called Close to the Soul.
They spun a web for me.
Have you heard Coldplay's new songs?
What, the rubbish one? Fist You? Yeah. No, I haven't. I mentally blanked it out.
just like all of these jokes. But have you heard about their new kid? Was it called Apple?
Apple. Orange? Yes. Chris Martin's new kid is called Apple. I think they're going for the iPod sponsorship. Get out of here. What's the next scripted joke?
So Apple have got this website where you can download tunes, isn't it?
Yeah, iTunes.
Yeah, but you know, you log on. You know, you look for the, you kind of browse it. Yeah. Why don't they call it eyebrows?
Well, just like my little iRiver has a picture of a woman with eyebrows. Yeah. You could have Noel Gallagher as eyebrows.
Mock calling Austin. Mock calling Austin. The Earthlings have this thing called the iPod Nano Nano.
Nano. Screen cracks up. Oh, yeah, that's rubbish.
just like our humour. A screen cracks up. I'm still freaked out that.
Remind me never to do a script again, alright?
But what amazes me is that the reason why we're singing about spiders is that last night we had these little candles, and there must be so many spiders in this room that I didn't know that I was sleeping, and I'm really phobic about spiders, that one came along, and in the actual jam jar that had the candles were in, it actually spun a web and died.
Suicide spider.
Before
he got burned to death, it actually bothered to make a little web.
Bloody hell.
Not Charlotte's Web.
No.
I love that book.
It is beautiful.
Did I just say that out loud?
It's true, it's a beautiful book.
It's lovely.
I know.
Edit.
Radio Clash.
And here's our host.
I am Indy Wayne, and this is Bootleg Garth. Say hello, Bootleg Garth.
Hello.
So the next song we play is a song that me and Kirk recorded many years ago under the name Psychoacoustic, which was our band name, and it's called. It's a song about all of those things when you used to go around your friends and break their toys.
This is the whole thing. Okay. The whole thing about the song was. When you were a kid, you used to go around your friend's house. Not to see them, you know, it was just like a slight offside. You used to go around and you used to play with their toys. It's called Hi Chris, Where's the Big Track? Because I used to have a friend called Chris. Basically, I used to go around there, not to see him, just to play with his Big Track.
And of course, we all know that Big Track is just an expensive Apple transporter.
But you will find that out later, viewers, okay?
So here you go, and it's probably the most punk track we've done. It's about the only time you're going to hear me singing.
Oh no, it's good. It's there's only two songs we ever did I'm proud of. It's this one and the other one. But we'll save that for a later podcast.
Save it
for the podcast. Alright. Okay. We'll press play.
Hello,
I'm actually trying to break into the music industry. I was wondering what your opinion is on this.
It's brilliant.
You like it?
Yeah.
Oh thanks, okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hi Chris, I've come out to play with you Big Track. Oops, I mean I've come out to see you. Alright Chris, roll with it!
It's Rob's birthday, he got that Lego set, the car chassis that everyone gets. You can't make it without that piece, the one that's just been swallowed by your niece. I'll go home and get another, I'll Chinese burn it off my brother. Forgot to say I took the car apart, do you have to rebuild it from the start? My next door's got Donkey Kong, I haven't played it for 2 hours long. I'll wear those little batteries down, and then he'll down, I'll make him frown. I'll sit here and we'll ignore, for Paul as I beat his high score. He's pissed off so I'll break it in two, a screen for me and a screen for you. Hikers, where's your Big Track? Hikers, where's your Big Track?
What's going on? Sugar, give us a breakdown.
Amazing song. Mate, Tim's got a spectrum. I think I'll do a program to calculate the distance to the moon, or some horrible DP tune. I really love those rubbery keys. Let's play the Hobbit, then spin dizzy. Oh dear, sparks are flying. my mate Tim's Spectrum's frying tonight. Mark's got a new transformer. Let's break it up and give your childhood trauma. It's made out of toughened plastic. The arms are like elastic. I've heard it can survive being baked at Gas Mark 5. How would I know that it would break it? I thought that it could take it. Hi Chris, where's your big track?
Hello,
Chris,
big
where's your
boy.
Big track?
I
Hi Chris,
see
where's your big track? Hi Chris, where's your big track? I know that'll come a proper. Bouncing on
this
big
track.
Hi Chris, where's your big track? Hi Chris, where's your big track?
I will plant a bomb on board and insert big track.
I will throw a 50
miles an hour.
I will
destroy your
evil.
70 quid for an expensive Apple transport.
I will fry your body. I'll go home now.
Well, this is the end of the show.
Oh yeah.
So it's not really a link; it's kind of like link out, link linkage, link. We're playing a song by Harry and the Potters.
I think I mentioned this before on the link. You're going to delete and you're not going to put it into the mix. It's like Anthony and the Johnsons. Forget about them. The new cool band is Harry and the Potters.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Can I just say, Septum Sempra? You know, that's the Brixton curse, the one where you get slashed up.
But what I actually first heard this song on another podcast, which is called Tracks Up the Tree,
yeah,
by Funtime Ben, who was on the show in New York.
Yeah.
So thank you, Ben, and Josiah. I think Josiah was on that show.
Yeah.
So thank you for turning me on to Harry and the Potters.
Harry Potter, what's doing with that otter?
What's doing with that otter?
I don't know.
Oh no. You can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash.
Yeah.
Blankety blank, blankety blank.
Is this the legal bit?
Yeah, this is the legal bit that has to be there for legal reasons. It's the small print. It's usually said really fast like this on radio adverts and we can't understand what they think.
Your house may be at risk. Equity shares may go up as well as down.
Well, you can contact me at radioclash@mutantpop.net or you can phone me on the Clash line, which is 206... 202-5274 or 206-20-CLASH in the States.
So what happens when you ring up the Clash line?
You get the Clash going.
So what are you wearing? Take it off. Take it all off.
Yes. This is, ooh, yes.
And put on a bootleg.
I'm feeling a bit sexy. Yes. Put on a sexy bootleg.
That's good. What would you have to say? Anything interesting?
No. Apart from grunge is dead. This is
apart from Harry and the Potters, hit it.
Go.
This is the best thing ever. Hit it.
Okay.
I don't want to go home for Christmas this year. I don't want to see my family. I just want to stay at school for this winter break. I just want to stay at school with my best friend Ron. Oh, 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 we'll spend our Christmas playing wizard chess. Oh, 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 we'll play wizard chess this Christmas. Him a nice package of presents. She sent me a nice big sweater. I got a mysterious gift from my dead dad. It was an invisibility cloak. How rad. Oh, 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 we'll spend our Christmas being invisible. Oh, 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 we'll be invisible this Christmas. Oh, 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 we'll spend our Christmas playing wizard chess. Oh, 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 we'll play wizard chess this Christmas. Oh, yeah.
Hello, this is Marvin. This is the Comedy Enhanced Podcast. These are the jokes you should have had.
I think we've done this joke on a previous podcast, but, Tim, why did the lion get lost?
I don't know.
Because jungle is massive. Do you want to do a tumbleweed noise?
All right.
Ding. Clang.
Clang. Sound of gunmen arriving.
No, seriously. If you actually do that close to the microphone, you actually get a good kind of... try not to breathe.
podcast.
And here's for another 50 shows. That'll be for the 100th one. Yes, the 100th one. The 100th show.
100th.
12T. Did the plan work, Edward?
Well, 100th, weren't they in Doctor Who? 100th. 100th.
We are the 100th. We are the tens, units, and hundredths.
Look and see.
Okay, sorry,
Oh, I thought we had more humour.
No, it's all been done.
It's all been done before? Well, yeah. All of it? Derek and Clyde.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought.
Monty Python.
Should we just say that anyway, just in case you find some down the back of the sofa?
All right.
Get on then.
Podcast. Okay, let's try it with the music this time.